The Invitation to Joy. To celebrate one of our special birthdays, we met for a week in Dharamsala to enjoy our friendship and to create something that we hope will be a birthday gift for others. There is perhaps nothing more joyous than birth, and yet so much of life is spent in sadness, stress, and suffering. We hope this small book will be an invitation to more joy and more happiness.
No dark fate determines the future. We do. Each day and each moment, we are able to create and recreate our lives and the very quality of human life on our planet. This is the power we wield. Lasting happiness cannot be found in pursuit of any goal or achievement. It does not reside in fortune or fame. It resides only in the human mind and heart, and it is here that we hope you will find it.
Our co-writer, Douglas Abrams, has kindly agreed to assist us in this project and interviewed us over the course of a week in Dharamsala. We have asked him to weave our voices together and offer his own as our narrator so that we can share not only our views and our experiences, but also what scientists and others have found to be the wellsprings of joy.
You don't need to believe us. Indeed, nothing we say should be taken as an article of faith. We are sharing what two friends from very different worlds have witnessed and learned in our long lives. We hope you will discover whether what is included here is true by applying it in your own life. Every day is a new opportunity to begin again. Every day is your birthday.
May this book be a blessing for all sentient beings and for all of God's children, including you. Tenzin Gyatso, His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
Desmond Tutu, Archbishop Emeritus of Southern Africa.
Introduction by Douglas Abrams. As we stepped off the plane at the small airport, the howl of the jet engines deafening, and the snow-capped foothills of the Himalayas looming behind us, two old friends embraced. The Archbishop touched the Dalai Lama's cheeks tenderly, and the Dalai Lama pursed his lips as if blowing the Archbishop a kiss. It was a moment of enormous affection and friendship. In the year-long preparations for this visit, we were quite aware of what the meeting might mean for the world, but we never realized what a week together might mean for the two of them. It has been a profound privilege and a daunting responsibility to convey the remarkable week of dialogues that took place in Dharamsala, India, at the Dalai Lama's residence in exile. In this book, I have tried to share with you their intimate conversations, which were filled with seemingly endless laughter and punctuated by many poignant moments of recalling love and loss. Although they had met only a half a dozen times, the men shared a bond that transcended these brief visits, and each considered the other his mischievous spiritual brother. Never before, or likely after, would they have a chance to spend so much time in each other's company, reveling in the joy of their friendship. The heavy footsteps of mortality were never far from our conversations. Our trip itinerary had to be reworked twice so that the Archbishop could attend funerals for his peers. As health and global politics have conspired to keep them apart, we recognized that this might be their last time together. For a week, we sat in a pool of soft light, arranged carefully to avoid hurting the Dalai Lama's sensitive eyes, as five video cameras filmed around us. During our quest to understand joy, we explored many of the most profound subjects in life. We were in search of true joy that was not dependent on the vicissitudes of circumstance. We knew that we would need to tackle the obstacles that can so often make joy elusive. During the dialogues, they outlined eight pillars of joy, four pillars of the mind, and four pillars of the heart. These two great leaders agreed on the most important principles and offered illuminating differences. As we attempted to gather insights that might help listeners to find lasting happiness in an ever-changing and often aching world, we had an opportunity each day to sip warm Darjeeling tea and to break bread, Tibetan flatbread. All who were working on filming the interviews were invited to join these daily teas and lunches. One exceptional